Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Navigating the Dementia Journey, A Compassionate Guide to Understanding. Supporting and Living with Dementia by Jeff Hollitz is a practical caregiving guide focused on the realities of dementia care rather than a clinical textbook or memoir. The book addresses the emotional and day-to-day challenges faced by family members and caregivers while explaining how dementia changes memory, communication, behavior, and independence over time. Its purpose is to help readers respond with greater patience, structure, and empathy, especially when familiar routines no longer work in the same way. The approach appears centered on usable care strategies, creating safer environments, simplifying communication, preserving dignity, and adapting support to the person's changing abilities. It also recognizes that dementia affects the family system, not only the diagnosed individual, so caregiver stress and the need for outside support are part of the discussion. In that sense, the book positions compassion and practical adjustment as the foundation of effective dementia care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining dementia as a progressive change in brain function and behavior. A central strength of the book is its effort to reframe dementia behaviors as symptoms of neurological decline rather than deliberate resistance or personality flaws. This matters because caregivers often misread memory loss, confusion, agitation, or withdrawal as intentional actions, which can lead to frustration and ineffective responses. By emphasizing progression, the book helps readers understand why a person may gradually lose the ability to manage tasks, follow conversations, or regulate emotions. That shift in interpretation changes caregiving from correction to support. Instead of asking why the person is behaving badly, the reader is encouraged to ask what the disease is making difficult at this stage. This perspective is especially useful because dementia is not static. Care needs change as abilities change. The book therefore seems designed to give families a realistic framework for anticipating decline, understanding variability across stages, and responding with less blame and more clinical and emotional awareness. Secondly, using predictable routines and safer surroundings to reduce confusion. The book places strong practical value on environmental support, especially through routine, simplicity, and safety. For someone with dementia, unpredictability can intensify disorientation, anxiety, and resistance, so a stable daily structure becomes more than a convenience. It becomes a care tool. Predictable meals, repeated sequences, and familiar surroundings can reduce cognitive load and help the person feel oriented. The same logic applies to the physical environment. A clutter-free, easy-to-navigate space lowers the risk of accidents and can make it easier for the person to move through the day with less fear. This is a useful reminder that good dementia care is not limited to conversation or medication. It also involves modifying the setting so that it supports remaining abilities rather than exposing deficits. The book appears to treat home organization and routine as forms of compassionate intervention, not minor housekeeping concerns, because they directly affect comfort, security, and independence. Thirdly, communicating with simplicity, patience, and nonverbal support. Communication is one of the book's most practical concerns because dementia often disrupts both language production and comprehension. The guidance highlighted in the source material suggests using short, clear language, slower pacing, and gestures or visual cues when words are no longer sufficient. This approach is important because successful communication in dementia care is not measured by how much information is exchanged, but by whether the person feels understood and can participate without unnecessary stress. The book also appears to support avoiding arguments and reducing correction, since confrontational communication usually increases confusion and emotional distress. Nonverbal methods become increasingly important as verbal skills decline, which means tone, facial expression, and physical presence may matter as much as spoken instructions. The practical implication is that caregivers must adapt their style to the person's current abilities rather than expecting normal conversation to continue unchanged. That makes communication a flexible caregiving skill, not a fixed set of rules. Fourthly, protecting dignity and personhood when abilities change, beyond practical management. The book emphasizes maintaining personhood, which is a critical theme in dementia care literature. As memory and decision-making decline, it is easy for others to focus only on deficits and overlook identity, preferences, and emotional continuity. This book appears to push against that tendency by treating dignity as a care priority. Preserving personhood means acknowledging the individual's history, respecting their remaining choices, and continuing to speak and act toward them as a full human being rather than as a problem to be managed. That matters because emotional connection often remains possible even when cognitive function deteriorates. The book's compassionate orientation suggests that care should support self-respect and meaningful engagement as long as possible. This is not merely an ethical principle. It can also improve cooperation and reduce distress. People are generally more receptive when they feel seen and respected. The result is a caregiving model that values relationship, not just symptom management. Lastly, recognizing caregiver strain and the need for outside support. The book also addresses the burden placed on family caregivers, which makes it more realistic than guides that focus only on the person with dementia. Caring for someone with progressive cognitive decline can involve grief, exhaustion, guilt, and a constant sense of uncertainty. By acknowledging these pressures, the book treats caregiver well-being as part of the care equation rather than an afterthought. The available source material also points toward professional guidance, counseling, and support networks, which suggests the book encourages caregivers to seek help before burnout becomes severe. That is an important practical message because dementia care often exceeds what one household can comfortably manage alone. Support may be needed for emotional coping, behavior management, and long-term planning. This broader view helps readers understand that asking for help is not failure. It is often necessary for sustainable care. The book, therefore, seems especially relevant to families who need both emotional validation and realistic direction for navigating the long-term demands of dementia. In conclusion, this book should appeal most to family caregivers, spouses, adult children, and support professionals who want a grounded introduction to dementia care with an emphasis on compassion and daily application. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains why dementia changes behavior and communication, then translates that understanding into safer routines, better interaction, and more respectful care. Readers looking for a highly technical medical text may find it too general, but that is also part of its value. It is designed for people who need to make decisions in real time and who benefit from guidance that is emotionally aware without becoming sentimental, compared with many dementia books that focus mainly on diagnosis or long-term planning. This one appears to concentrate on the lived experience of caregiving and the small adjustments that can reduce stress for both parties. What helps it stand out in its category is the combination of empathy, practical routine-based advice, communication strategies, and caregiver support. That mix makes it useful, not only for understanding dementia, but for responding to it in a more humane and sustainable way. If you would like to support Jeff Hollitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.